Good morning. It's June 2nd, 2022, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. This morning, we're going to be looking at Luke chapter 10, verse 17 through 20. And it reads, "The 72 returned with joy, saying, 'Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name.' And he said to them, 'I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven.'"
And him saying, rejoice that your names are written in heaven, and not in the fact that spirits are subject to you, it makes me think of those that Jesus will say, "Depart from me, I never knew you." Those who worked these miracles in Jesus' name, but they rejoiced more in that than in the fact that Jesus died to set them free from sin. Because he also tells them, "You workers of iniquity." They did work for God's kingdom, but they also did work for Satan's kingdom. And you can't work in both kingdoms and expect to live in God's kingdom in eternity. Boasting in yourself is a sin because it takes the focus off God, where it belongs. We have the power over demons? No, God gave you power over the demons because he has power over the demons. Apart from him, you are one of them.
Yeah, you know, Jesus, he says he gives them power over demons, and he tells them essentially that he witnessed Satan being defeated in the spiritual realm because of the work of these men. He says, though, nevertheless, do not rejoice in this. Do not congratulate yourself over this. Do not boast in yourself over this. Rather, rejoice that your names are written in heaven. You know, I think, and I probably said this before, this is the most encouraging message. This, and there are other verses like it, that are essentially telling us the work you do here is great, only because you are doing the work you're commanded to do. So rather, you know, you're like the disciples and striking a blow to Satan in the spiritual realm, winning souls to Christ through sharing the gospel, or if you're striking out, doing the work you're commanded to do is what reaps the reward. You and I will never save a single soul, heal a single broken body, or raise one dead man to life. All we can do is what we're commanded to do and give the Holy Spirit an opportunity.
Yeah, what God has called you to, or the ministry you are involved in, is great and God deserves praise for it. But let's always remember that there is nothing more important than our names being written in heaven. If that is all that ever became of our lives, that alone would be reason enough to praise God.
Absolutely. And our psalm of the day comes from Psalms 33, verse 6. "The Lord merely spoke, and the heavens were created. He breathed the word, and all the stars were born."
And our proverb of the day comes from Proverbs chapter 2, verse 6 and verse 12. "For the Lord grants wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. Wisdom will save you from evil people, from those whose words are twisted."
And I'll end praying for you from Psalms 145. "May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. That the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. That the Lord preserves all who love him. God bless.